Mother's and father's sky, dancing on the shoreline, dancing in the heat of day, dancing in the night time. Mother's and father's sky, calling us to join them, dancing in the wind and rain, dancing in the sunshine. Mother Earth and Father Sky, always here to heal us. Lay your bodies on the earth and feel the pulsing drum beat. Mother Earth and Father Sky, bringing all we need, asking us to play our part as stewards of the keys. Mother Earth and Father Sky, 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 the Yom HaRishon Or V'Choshech, Mother Earth and Father Sky, the Yom HaSheni Shemayim V'Aretz, Mother Earth and Father Sky, Shlishi Revi'i Etzim Kochavim. Mother Earth and Father Sky, Chamishi Ushishi Chaya Ve'Adam. Mother Earth and Father Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sky, Ubiyom Ashvi Elohim Nach, Ki Nivra Adam Ve'Adam Lekach Liyadav Et HaOlam Hazach. Mother Earth and Father Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sky.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be, America have defiled their own land, so Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass. Yes, the Americans have defiled their own land, so Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. And so the Bible is very clear that God created this Garden of Eden, beautiful flowers, beautiful scenery, and he says, I want you to take care of the land. People need to realize, those that are on earth, that they have a responsibility, and that responsibility is to take care of the land. To take care of the land. Did you know there's a lot of habitat loss due to destruction, fragmentation, of degradation, of destroying the habitat, and this is a primary threat to the survival of wildlife in the United States. The ecosystem has been dramatically changed by human activities, such as agriculture, oil and gas exploration, commercial development, and water diversion. Soon it may no longer be able to provide the food, the water, the cover, and places to raise young. Every day there are fewer places left that wildlife can call home. Now, why is this all happening, you might say? Why is this all happening? Well, because mankind had a responsibility, and that responsibility was to take care of the land that they live in. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "And I brought you into a plentiful land to enjoy its fruits and its good things. But when you came in, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. I brought you into a garden land where you could eat lush fruit, but you barged in and polluted my land, trashed and defiled it." This was talking about the land of Canaan. And so what did they do? They polluted the land. They defiled the land. They had a responsibility to take care of the land. I'm here to tell you today that there's so many things that are destroying the land. Bulldozers pushing down trees in the iconic image of habitat destruction. Other ways that people are directly destroying the habitat include filling in wetlands and dredging rivers and mowing fields and cutting down trees. I see this all the time, that our land is being destroyed, more trees are being cut down. Yes, much of the remaining terrestrial wildlife habitat in the U.S. has been cut up into fragments by roads and developments. Aquatic species habitats have been fragmented by dams and water diversions, and these fragments of habitats may not be large or connected enough to support species that need a large territory in which they find mates and food. You see, the loss and fragmentation of habitats make it difficult for migration species to find places to rest and to feed along their migration routes. Pollution and invasive species and disruption of the ecosystem process, such as changing the intensity of fire in the ecosystem, are some of the ways habitats can become so degraded that they no longer support native wildlife. The truth of the matter is, Americans are losing wildlife. Birds and fish and animals are dying all across America today. Why? Because we are defiling the land. We're destroying the land. The land is going to be destroyed. Americans are destroying the land of America. In Numbers chapter 35, verse 33, "You shall not pollute the land in which you live, for blood pollutes the land, and no atonement can be made for a land for the blood that is shed in it, except by the blood of the one who shed it." So, here in the Bible, the Bible says in Numbers 35, verse 33, "So ye shall not pollute the land where you are." And this was talking about the land of Canaan, as it has been by the old habitat of it, by idolatry and adultery and murder. For blood, it defiled the land. The shedding of innocent blood defiled the nation, and the inhabitants of it brings guilt thereon and subjects to punishment. What about the shedding of the innocent blood in America of unborn children? Oh, come on, somebody. You see, the land has been defiled by adultery, by idolatry, and by murder. America's no different than the land of Canaan. So God warns us that the land has been defiled. The land has been defiled. And so we are in a very interesting time where we see more fires going through the land of America. We're in a very interesting time with birds are dropping out of the sea, and there's fish, dead fish, all over our oceans and lakes and rivers. Mankind, we're destroying the land by bulldozers and pollutions and invasive species and disruption of the ecosystem process. And you've seen the big massive fires. One was just up in Canada. You see them all out west. We are literally destroying the land. We're destroying the land that the Indians wanted to preserve by dams and other water diversions. We're changing hydrologies and water chemistry when nutrients are not able to flow downstream. We're damming up the nutrients of the water. During the dry seasons, the Colorado River has little or no water in it by the time it reaches the Sea of Cortez. Yes, we are the conversion of lands that once provided wildlife habitat. Now we are building houses and developing on it. We're building roads and office parks and strip malls on what? Animal land, parking lots, and industrial sites continue even during the current economical crisis. We are literally destroying the land. And so Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass. Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass. Why? Because you are destroying the land. The land of America that God has blessed, he also says there's a responsibility, and that responsibility is to take care of the land. There's so much trash that's around today. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23 through 24. Leviticus chapter 25, the land shall not be sold in perpetuity. For the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me, and in all the country you possess, you shall allow the redemption of the land. So here God's saying, this land is mine, the land belongs to me. Yes, God is the one that gives you the land or gave you the possession of the land. And that you should consider yourself merely just tenants. That you don't own the land. That you might think you own the land or you might think you own some, but literally we are sojourners on earth. We don't own anything. We're just tenants. I know some of you say, I own this big house on the hill. And I would argue with you and say, no. You are a tenant, maybe, for 80 to 100 years. That means you are renting. Some of you say that I have a lot of land, and I say, no, your life will be over one day, and you are just renting the land. You need to understand that you are a tenant, and that what God has called you is to be a manager and to take care of your property and the land. And so on the ground, That God, the Almighty Jesus Christ, our Lord, He is the great landlord. He is the Lord of the soil, prescribes to them all the conditions on which they shall hold it. And one thing that God says that we must do to the land is to take care of the land. And I'm here because all this technocracy and all this technology and all this electromagnetic field that changing up the electrical currents of the creation, it's because we are destroying the land. This one circumstance was peculiarly favorable to their advancement in religion, in righteousness, and true holiness. And one of that, if you want to advance in righteousness, one thing you must do is take care of the land. For feeling that they had nothing which they could call their own upon earth. So the truth of the matter is, really, you have nothing on earth. Even though you might feel that you have something, really you have nothing. And what you do have is because the great landlord has rented it out to you. And so, by this, we have to put in mind of the necessity of having a permanent dwelling in the heavenly inheritance and of the preparation without which it could not be possessed. So here's the thing. Here, they were talking about the Israelites that you have to take care of the land. America, are you taking care of your land? There's so much habitat loss. Much of the habitat loss from agriculture was done long ago when settlers converted forests and prairies to cropland. Today, there is increasing pressure to redevelop conservation lands for high-priced food and biofuel crops. The conversion of land that once provided wildlife habitat to housing development, roads, office parks, strip malls. There you go, and dams clogging up the nutrients of flowing water. I mean, we are in some deep trouble. Freshwater wildlife are most impacted by pollution, such as untreated sewages and mining waste and acid rain and fertilizers and pesticides. They all concentrate in the rivers, the lakes, and the wetlands and eventually end up in estuaries and in the food supply and kills all the animals. Kills everything. What does God want you to do? He wants you to take care of your land. You see, Americans have defiled their own land, so Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass. Yes, it is true that we have defiled our own land, and this is why judgment is coming on America. And how did we do that? By idolatry, adultery. How did we do that? By shedding innocent blood. Yes, this defiles the land. Yes, and this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, so the land was never yours. The Bible says, whatever you own is never yours. The Bible says, whatever you have is not yours. You are supposed to be managers, and yes, even your own body. You must manage your body and manage what you have. In Psalms 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. You see, the earth belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ and all that dwells in it. And mankind, we were expected to manage and take care of the land. So you don't want to take care of the land. You're more interested in your iPods. You're more interested in your iPhones. You're more interested in looking good, in your suit and tie, in your religious church. And you forgot to take care of the land. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 33, the Bible says, then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, and He comes to judge the earth. Yes, when you saw the beautiful trees, they would sing to the Lord, and you would feel a sense of power of God when you looked at all those pine trees, but now all the pine trees are being burnt down. Psalms chapter 96, 12 says, let the fields exult and all that is in it, then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. In verse 13 of Psalms 96, the Bible says, before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in His faithfulness. The Lord is going to come back and judge the earth. He also is going to judge mankind. Have you been taking care of the land? Have you been taking care of the nation of America? The Bible says in Psalms 156, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what is happening today is really sad because we have taken Jesus out of America. We have defiled the land of America. Yes, America no longer loves Jesus, but now has decided to follow Satan. So what have we done? Well, we have defiled the land. And so now there's a curse upon the land of America. America has become a cursed land. It's turning into a third world country. I don't know about you. Have you been over to the Middle East? You can see that the land has been cursed. You can see the land has been cursed. Now the curse is coming to America. We have polluted the land. Why? By our greed. Why? Because we no longer believe in Jesus Christ. Why? Because we love our iPhones more. We love more Chinese-made products than our land. in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12, "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." You see, when you look at the land, you can see the power, you can see the creation, you can see the beauty of the land. But now, what did we do? The land is becoming a waste. We are destroying the land, our natural habitats, the ecosystem. Now we have just destroyed the land. We no longer value the land. And this is why Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass. Yes, Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass. Because Americans have defiled their own land. And the Indians knew this long time ago. They realized there was something special in the land. And then they built the railroads. And then they built the highways. And now they're building, now they had the airplanes. And they're putting all these chemtrails in the air. And all these chemtrails are polluting our breath and the pesticides on the fields. With all these chemicals, and we're destroying the land, cutting more trees down, with the oxygen level has now been depleted, and we have taken Jesus and the cross out of our churches today. Oh my gosh, and we have settled for something very, very evil. Oh, I don't know about you, but now, why we flood America with illegal immigrants, and now they are telling everyone to settle for a tiny little house. Yes, it's called Agenda 21. Everyone is supposed to live in this tiny little house, and we see it, they're selling this tiny little house that you basically looks like a camper that you pull on the back of your car for $150,000. This is the time of judgment on America. We have literally destroyed the land. And this is why when we go and we go to the lakes and we see dead fish floating, or we go to the rivers and we see dead dolphins or whales on the beach. Come on, somebody. Because we have no longer taken care of the land. We are killing our natural habitat. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 3, "Because of this land dries up, and all who live in it waste away. The beast of the field, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea are swept away." All of this is going to be swept away. Why? Because we did not take care of the land. We did not listen to what Jesus said. What did He want us to do? He says, take care of the land. Take care of your land. This is why we need to support the Native Americans, and we need to support all of our natural parks, and we need to preserve the beauty, because Satan wants to take away the land. The Bible says in Psalm 78:26, "He causes the east wind to blow in the heavens, and His power He directs the south wind." The Bible says He spoke and raised up a stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. The Bible says He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, who makes lightning for the rain, who brings forth the winds for His treasuries. The Bible says in chapter 148, verse 8, "Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, fulfilling His word." Yes. The truth of the matter is, we have to protect the land. The truth of the matter is, if we don't protect our land, the land will become cursed and we will turn into a third world country. In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, "And Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Hush, be still.' And the wind died down and became perfectly calm." You see, God created the heavens and the earth, and He controls the weather. So you may ask, why does God allow this terrible weather to cause all kinds of problems? The answer is, God is sovereign, and He can do whatever He wants, and He is in control, and and nothing gets by him. And have you ever stopped and realized what God allows bad things to happen to a nation? Maybe it's to get our attention because we haven't been very good managers. Because God is saying we have lost our moral footing. And in our society today, it seems to be anything and everything goes. And so God says, you're bad tenants. And some of you out there are landlords of houses, and you know what it's like to, if you've let somebody to rent your house and they're bad and they destroy the house. The first thing you're going to do is kick them out of the house, because why? They're bad tenants. Oh, come on, somebody. Which you need to understand that the land of America is supposed to be managed, but we've become bad tenants. And I'm telling you, God one day is going to kick us all out of the blessing. He's going to kick us all out of the blessing. I don't know about you, but some of you, you know what it's like to rent properties. And if you get somebody that's a renter, because literally that's what you and I are on earth. We're just renters and managers. And the only thing that we have comes from God anyway. So don't hang on to your house. Don't hang on to everything. Don't even hang on to your life, because why? You're just a manager. God has given you these things for you to be a manager and to take care of it. But the truth of the matter is, you've been a bad tenant, and you don't care about renting. You don't care about the landlord. You don't care. You haven't followed God's law when He says to manage the land. No, you are destroying. You're bad managers. You're bad tenants, the Bible says. The Bible says you're a bad tenant, and you have a responsibility to take care of the land. The Bible says you have polluted the land and trashed and defiled my dear land. That's what the Bible says. This was speaking to the land of Canaan, but it's happening today, just like the land of Canaan. What was happening? Idolatry and adultery and murder and all of this. And God, all He wanted you to do was to take care of the land. Take care of what God has given you. Why? For you are strangers and sojourners with me. And all of this that you possess, the land still belongs. It's still forever the Lord's. Jesus gave them possession of the land, but they were tenants to Him. Everything belonged to the Lord. America, even though it was a great country, even though it's a great country, it still belongs to God. And until we manage this nation properly, until we manage it under Jesus Christ, can the land be prosperous again? You've only been prosperous through the faith of Jesus. The land can only prosper through Jesus. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. We see too many fires burning, too many animals dying. And so Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass, America. Yes, Mother Earth and Father Sky is coming to kick your ass. Because why? Because you are not managing the land. You are not managing the land. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. This is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. And Jesus would want you to manage the land that you live in. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't you think it's time to take care of the land of America? Don't you think it's time to support your national parks? Don't you think it's time to preserve our heritage? Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Mother Earth and Father Sky, dancing on the shoreline, dancing in the heat of day, dancing in the night time. Mother Earth and Father Sky, calling us to join them. Earth and Father Sky, always here to heal us. Lay your bodies on the earth and feel the pulsing drum beat. Mother Earth and Father Sky, bringing all we need, asking us to play our part as stewards of the keys. Mother Earth and Father Sky, 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 the Yom HaRishon of the Choshech, Mother Earth and Father Sky, the Yom HaShani Shemaim v'aretz, Mother Earth and Father Sky, Shlishi Revi'i Yetzim Kochavim, Mother Earth and Father Sky, Chamishi U'Shishi Chaya V'Adam. Mother Earth and Father Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sky, U'B'Yom HaShvi'i Elohim Nach, Ki Nivra Adam V'Adam Lekach Liyadav Et HaOlam Hazach. Mother Earth and Father Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sky, Mother Earth.